This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 6th. God's word for you today is The Connect. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verse 42. And it says, "So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees." In the words of Ricky Dillard's song, Release, the heavens are open, his spirit is flowing, whatever you need, whatever you need. By God's grace, we're in a season of open heavens. I am confident that certain people who have been operating under sealed heavens, the heavens will crack open over you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For certain people in certain areas of your life, you experience open heavens, but there is a particular area that seems there is a ceiling over you. Stay tuned because the ceiling is about to give way in the name of Jesus. I am excited about this season and all that God is set to do. Are you? Over the next few days, we will be looking at and learning from the story of Elijah and the nation of Israel under the King Ahab. Elijah had confronted Ahab because of all the atrocities he was carrying out, empowering his wife Jezebel to do all sorts of havoc in God's land. Elijah confronted Ahab and told him there would be no rain in the land unless at his word. Elijah locked the heavens and took a stroll. I am praying that God will raise men in our generation and in our nations that will be able to say to the leaders, there will be no rain except at my word, and it will be so. And brown envelope prophets and prophecies will cease. The truth is, when you check scriptures, every prophet that is of God can speak truth to power. Anyone that dances around the truth is not a prophet of God. He can be a teacher or an evangelist, but he is not a prophet. Note that does not change the call of God upon their lives. They are men of God, but they are not prophets. Elijah said to Ahab, "There will be no rain except at my word." And there was no rain for 3.5 years. Then God told Elijah to go back and unlock the heavens. This was after he had dealt with all the prophets of Baal. So he showed up again and said to Ahab, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain." In other words, "I have just opened the windows of the heavens and I can hear the rains are coming. I pray that God will empower you to do such great things for God in the name of Jesus." Elijah said, "I hear the sound of abundance of rain," but he went to pray. He heard the sound of abundance of rain by himself, but he still went in and prayed. The fact that God has given you a word or you heard God does not mean you should not pray. The fact that God has spoken clearly and you have confirmed it does not mean you should not pray. Most times we say, "God said it, I believe it, that settles it." Yes, it settles it in the heaven, but it is not useful for you in heaven. But on earth, it is useful for you. What connects heaven to earth is prayer. So Elijah went, put his head between his knees, and began to pray. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the season of open heavens, and I thank you for the release. Holy Spirit, teach me to connect to God's heart for this season as I ought to. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesuschristofnazareth.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.